Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, this week we learned one aspect of Attorney General Eric Holder's plan for prison reform. Don't just sentence nonviolent offenders to jail. Sentence them through special courts to mandatory programs. Well, cities across the country already have drug courts. Now a drug court in Texas has spawned a prostitution court. It's called GIRLS, or Growing Independence and Restoring Lives. It's expanded to include adult women, all sentenced to a recovery program called We've Been There, Done That. The program was created by Catherine Griffin Townsend, a graduate of Houston's drug court and a former prostitute herself. We want to start with her and a warning. This is going to be a difficult conversation about prostitution and sex trafficking, which are increasingly the same thing. Catherine says she was molested as a child, and that pole vaulted her into the fast lane of drugs and alcohol in college. A singer whose father wrote the hit Let's Get It On, she toured with Rick James, and when that tour ended, so did her drug supply, and she turned to prostitution. Catherine joins us from KUHF in Houston. Catherine, how bad did it get?
I had a $30,000 a month cocaine habit that took me from Beverly Hills to behind the trash dumpster. Cardboard box condominiums, abandoned houses, you name it. I'll never forget, the first time I was arrested was on Sepulveda Boulevard.
In Los Angeles.
And the laws were different there because you can get a lot more prostitution cases, and the punishments were not as harsh as when I came to Texas. Only by the grace of God did I have a crack pipe in my bra, and that pipe qualified me to be one of the guinea pigs for the Harris County Star Drug Court program. Had I not had that crack pipe, I could have been facing 25 to life. The pipe carried 10, so a total I could have received a max of 35 years.
So what is it about these new court-ordered rehabs that's different?
Well, I'll tell you this. Because I went to 21 drug rehabs and nothing seemed to work for me, because issues from the molestation as a child, I wasn't allowed to talk about any of those things. It was all about just drug treatment, and I needed something else. And going in and out of the jails, others had the same issues, and we all wanted to stop getting high. But see, getting high was just covering up and numbing what was really the root of our problems.
So you went through Houston's drug court and took what you learned from that about 10 years ago and put together this curriculum for prostitutes. Now, some other things have happened in Texas since then. The Supreme Court there in Texas ruled in 2010 that girls under 14 can't be prosecuted for prostitution. And so there were special courts set up to deal with child prostitutes, directing them to recovery programs. And then in September, Harris County, where you are, they started focusing on adults. And judges in January began sentencing women with prostitution convictions to your program. What happens?
Well, they learn that they have self-worth. They are not alone. We deal with secrets. We get rid of the poor old me syndrome.
When you talk about secrets, what are some of the things that you hear?
My father was the first person that penetrated me. My mother sold me to the child pornographers at the age of 2, and she was a drug addict. They get deep.
I see a profile in the New York Daily News. You're working with a woman who, by 9, had a full-fledged career in prostitution working with her mother.
Yes.
You have another woman who was sold by her mother for a pack of cigarettes.
Yes.
This is happening, right? In clear view, right out on the streets. This isn't some foreign country.
And everybody has thought about human trafficking as being foreign or international. It is in almost every community in our country. And I have been screaming to the top of my lungs, this is real.
Well, and online pornography, one of the women that you work with, and this is probably just one of many, who was a prostitute when she was a child, those videos are still online, and she had to go in and identify herself as a child in one of those videos when they surfaced for law enforcement.
What? So you see why the trauma, there's so much deep trauma that I have to go in and break through.
But you're not a trained psychologist. You're not.
I have a trained psychologist on staff, and I am certified in peer-to-peer. My doctorate degree of street ecology that the experience, you can't learn what any of these survivors or victims have gone through in a book.
Actually, we have one with you. We're calling her Danielle. Danielle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So you went to Catherine's program.
Yes, ma'am.
What was it like for you to have to say the things that had been secrets?
The first maybe month or so when I was in Miss Kathy's program, I didn't speak at all to anybody. I grew up in group homes and foster homes. When I was 15, I went looking for my biological mother. The first day I met her, she sold me to this man. He was 48 years old. She had owed him money for getting drugs from him with counterfeit money. And I stayed with him for 9 years. For three of those years, I was chained up in a basement where I would get beat every day. He kind of programmed my mind by he would come down there, sit in front of me and recite things to me. I had to repeat back to him over and over and over again. I learned later that was his way of manipulating my mind to the point where by the time they moved me to the top of the house, I no longer felt like I was being held captive. I thought I belonged there.
Okay. As we said, this is a tough conversation, but researchers at the University of Pennsylvania estimate that as many as 325,000 young Americans are at risk of sexual exploitation and human trafficking, and prisons are deciding that when they land in jail, as Danielle did, as we'll hear, they are also victims. We're going to have more with Danielle and with Catherine Griffin Townsend about the recovery program in Houston, Texas, that's modeled after that city's drug courts when we come back here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.
It's Here and Now, and we are hearing now about a change in thinking in prosecuting prostitutes. Dallas and Houston, Texas are among cities that have started prostitute courts, recognizing that many women arrested are actually victims themselves of sexual and physical abuse. Many have been sold to pimps, held captive. Harris County, Texas sentences the women to a program started and run by our next guest, Catherine Griffin Townsend. She's a former prostitute. Her program is called We've Been There, Done That. It has a $40,000 yearly budget, and so far about 30 women have been sentenced to it, and treatment continues after their release from jail. One of Catherine's clients is with us as well. We're calling her Danielle. She landed in jail on other charges, but officials soon realized she'd been a victim of nothing less than sexual trafficking, sold by her mom to a much older man who held her captive for years. Now, a warning, this is very difficult to hear. But Danielle, you want people to know that we are not talking about the movie Pretty Woman. So tell us more about your 9-year captivity.
I wasn't allowed to go outside. I wasn't allowed to watch TV. Well, wasn't allowed to look out the window. When I got caught looking out the window, I got beat. So how I was sold, I never had to walk the streets, but I was put in a room. They would shoot me up with Dilatas.
With what? Dilatas?
Dilata,
it's a pill that they would dissolve, cheap form of a downer.
So yeah. That I wouldn't really know what was going on, and he would be on the other side where you could see through the glass. They would have me tied up. I would be blindfolded. I was not allowed to communicate, and the men weren't allowed to communicate with me. And I was basically a sex slave. I was beat every day, starved, chained up.
So you say these people are still after you.
Yes, ma'am. Somebody actually tried to come bond me out right before I was getting out. And
we're not sure who it was, but it was stopped.
It was stopped. And
has law enforcement said that they can maybe help you find these people and prosecute them?
Good. I believe he is already in prison. But
that's how they found her.
They actually came to question him on a murder they believed that he committed, and that's how they found me. They took us both in for questioning, and that's when they told me they deprogrammed my mind to where I started to see that I was being held captive, because I did not know. After so long of being with just that one person, I felt that I belonged there. And even when I first got out of the situation, I still heard his voice. I would talk to him. I would do what he told me to do, because I was so used to only hearing his voice. Yeah. And what I want to say is people don't see the reality of it because they've either not gone through it or they just think it's TV stuff, like it's made up stuff, and it's not. It's serious. I've lived a lonely, lonely life because no one either believed me or they didn't want to believe it. They didn't want to hear it.
Well, Danielle, now we're seeing three young women held captive in Cleveland. We're hearing more stories like this. And Catherine, you've got the ear of lawmakers, criminal justice leaders across the country. You've met with the mayor of Houston. Now we see in Texas these prostitute courts so that women can be sentenced to programs like yours. Are people rehabilitatable? If that's all you know, if that's the only way you've been able to put food on the table or the only life you've been able to live, are women really able to stay out of it?
I'm going to tell you that this young lady sitting with me today, and I have several others who have gone on and done wonderful things with their lives, got their own families now and new identities. And I leave it up to them. If they want to tell their story, they can. I mean, I've had young ladies, a population that is targeted that people might not think about are the overweight children, are the ones that are bullied, and somebody befriends them. I've had some that have been just walked around on leashes and fed dog food and branded. And these girls, it's a very lonely population. And to actually understand and see somebody that's there with you consistently on a daily basis, it takes 21 days, I think, to form a habit, and it could take up to 4 years to break it.
Well, not only that, create a new life. I understand you use a lot of your own funds. You take the women shopping when they're released from prison because they don't have the proper clothing. They need job training. And they have to stay in your orbit for, I understand, a year and a half.
They can stay in my orbit up to 5 years or forever. And Danielle wants to say something.
A lot of trained psychologists, they've spent so much time in the books and not actually doing field work. The people that have actually been through it and experienced the things are the ones that need to be the ones helping us, because when we talk to somebody who is a psychiatrist, we look at them like, how would you know? I'm currently staying at a...
Don't give out that information.
Staying at a facility where I'm getting the everything that I need, because I don't even know how to do anything, so they're going to teach me all those things. And also, I have an 8-month-old baby that I never thought I'd see again, because I didn't know how to be a mother, so I was doing everything I could to get locked up, because that's what I was used to, was being confined. So I couldn't handle what I call the real world. So I was trying to get locked up for my safety, and now I'm being given the opportunity to get him back.
Be
and
reunited.
Be a mother.
And what do you see yourself doing?
I see myself finishing. I have to get myself together first and foremost, and then get my baby back, and then help other women. I want to be right by Kathy's side helping women in the same situation, because, like I said, people don't see the reality of it because it's real. I actually got out of jail, and she took me to get something to drink at the store, but because of what I've been through, I've been confined so long that I stayed in the car, I locked her out of her car, and I was throwing up in a bag.
Because that's the first time she's been out free, but now she's able to move about the cabin. And you can program very well while you're confined, but now is the part where you're in the world now, and we have to teach them how to be able to adjust. Don't take it too fast. You can't catch up for the past. Let's just deal with what we have right now. Everything that has happened in all of our lives, including yourself, from this second on back is history.
That's Catherine Griffin, again, a former prostitute and now the creator of We've Been There, Done That, a program in Texas that's working with women to stay away from the life. And Danielle, we just wish you all good things. Danielle, thank you for speaking to us as well.
You're welcome.
And again, Catherine's program was piloted in the Harris County system in Texas. Prostitute courts in both Houston and Dallas are now sentencing women and girls to her program. Judges closely monitor the progress. There is legislation in Texas to extend the courts across the state. For more, you can go to hearnow.org, where we'd also love your comments.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com. and Olin College of Engineering, working to educate the next generation of engineering innovators to solve the world's complex technical challenges. Olin.edu.